You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The big story of the day.
All right, so let's reflect on what happened yesterday in the city of Johannesburg. We saw what happened in Ekurhuleni. We'll see what happens in eThekwini and in Tshwane as well. I want us to reflect particularly on what unfolded in Joburg, the DA walking away as winners in that metro and Ekurhuleni as well, thanks to the EFF and Action SA. There's no coalition agreement in place, but small parties were so determined to push the ANC out that they backed the DA's mayoral candidates. Will the same happen in Tshwane and at eThekwini? And at what cost does this support come? We'll have to find out. I spoke to Herman Mashaba, who is the leader of Action SA, this morning. Mr. Mashaba, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Clement, for giving us the opportunity, and good morning to the listeners.
You must be disappointed with how things panned out yesterday, partly because that's probably how your supporters are feeling. They voted you because they wanted you to return as mayor of Johannesburg.
Clement, I think, fortunate enough, our voters are not illiterate. They're not fools. They could see what was happening. What happened is, since the announcement of the results, we had a situation where DA was negotiating with us in total good faith, including actually resulting with them dropping us at the last minute on Saturday, never giving us a chance, because they've always given us hope that we'll form the government both in Tshwane and Johannesburg, and dropped us at the last minute. And obviously, with this betrayal, we were left with no option. I can tell you, on Sunday, with the help of Dr. Connie Mulder from the Freedom Front, that I'm really very grateful to him for really the whole week trying everything possible to knock some sense into the DA. But the more Dr. Mulder tried, the more arrogant the DA got. And eventually, then, I wake up yesterday morning, I said, what do I do? We've got a crisis in our hands, because our feeling as other coalition partners was that the DA wanted to give these municipalities to the ANC, because they were not going to be able to beat the ANC numbers without our support. I then said, my goodness, I'm not going to allow this. I got into politics to unseat the ANC constitutionally. I took a chance, I phoned the EFF leadership. I said, guys, we've got a crisis in our hands. The DA is determined to give these municipalities to the ANC. Let's not really allow it. Do you guys mind? Let's vote with the DA. And they can then decide to come and talk to us afterwards. In the meantime, ANC being out of government, so that we can save this country from the ANC.
Hold up. So when did you have a discussion with the EFF? At what point did you decide to throw in the towel and not join the race? And when you took that decision, was it informed by the discussion you had with the EFF?
No, well, remember EFF 2 weeks ago approached me with a ridiculous offer of us working with the ANC, and which I'm sure you're aware, I threw it out. I said, there's just no way you would expect me to work with a criminal organization. I'm in this business. I left my business career to unseat ANC so that we can save this country. So when, obviously, up to Sunday night, DA dropping us, that's when I said to myself, you know what, I've got nothing to lose. I'm a risk taker in my life. I phoned EFF and leadership. I said, guys, I know and I appreciate that I'm a political illiterate, but hear me out here. We've got a crisis. DA is committed to giving these municipalities to the ANC because they don't have the numbers on their own. And we can't just really vote them ourselves without ensuring that we can really protect our city and our country. Then phoned the EFF, as I said. I said, I accept I'm politically illiterate. Let's vote for the DA.
Who did you speak to in the EFF?
Pardon?
Who did you speak to in the EFF?
With Floyd.
No, with Floyd. Oh, but had they decided at the time before you spoke to them that they were going to vote in support with the DA?
No. This is news to them. But they like the idea because it was clear it was going to put us in a very, very good position, firstly. And secondly, for us wasn't to put us in a first position, was to save the country from the ANC. And secondly, it was going to put us in a very powerful position where the DA, because without us, they can't run the city. But if they decide to really collapse the city with a massive support that they've got, we've given them. So it'll be up to the DA to decide. Now we've got the ANC out, which they will never recover from. And now I hope Aunt Ellen and the DA can come to their senses. We want to run a stable government so that we can provide services to our country. This criminal enterprise called ANC, we've now sidelined them. And now we now in Ekurhuleni, and today is the very same approach we're going to follow in Tshwane.
By the same approach, do you mean you will be voting in support of the DA's mayoral candidate?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We're going to be voting with the mayor for the mayor. We are going to vote for the speaker. We're going to vote for the chief.
Help me understand then, Mr. Mashaba, because on Sunday, you had indicated that if you double-cross him in Mashaba, you will deal with his brutality. You are mentioning now that you were betrayed by the ANC. You're calling them arrogant.
By the DA.
Apologies. So you were double-crossed by the DA, and you said whoever double-crosses you is going to see your brutality. But I would argue that they saw your kindness, not your brutality. You voted in support of their candidate in Joburg. You're voting in support of their candidate in Tshwane. That's a gift.
You see here, DA's arrogance. I've brought it back to the ground. Because for them to be able to run a stable government, which residents of South Africa deserve, residents of Ekurhuleni, residents of Tshwane, residents of Johannesburg, they deserve a stable government. Now, all along, they had the arrogance. I don't know what superior arrogance they had. Now, we've given them the government with massive support. So they have no reason whatsoever to collapse this government. They just have to really be decent and kind enough to approach us. Our door is wide, wide open. We want a government that is going to work. So it's up to them to talk to us as a matter of agency, because right now they can't do anything. They're the minority government, and I want people to know we are going to vote for them in Tshwane. We don't have a coalition arrangements. We tried for the last 2 weeks. You can ask Freedom Front Plus and others who were involved with our centers. And all the time, they just showed us their arrogance. Now, and give those municipalities to the ANC. Because the reason why I'm saying they wanted to give these municipalities to the ANC, because they knew if we go into this thing on our own separately, ANC was going to win.
Yeah.
So we said no. I said no. Yeah, this is not going to happen.
Will you agree to form a formal multi-party coalition agreement with the DA without the EFF?
No, how can that happen when the EFF also voted? The thing is, you know, in coalition arrangement, you have to have the courtesy and respect. EFF voted with us in this arrangement. How can I then actually leave them out? What DA did with the EFF during my 3 years, abusing them when we needed their votes. I listened to Helen Zille yesterday, Clement, on my way to council. You interviewed Helen Zille, still arrogant. And what I don't really like about it, it had a habitual lie of not liking some of things that I was doing, and including actually implicating me in corruption. And which I'm saying to myself, but if I was corrupt during that tenure, why didn't they ensure that I face the wrath of the law? Because I can't really sit with anyone. I don't care who it is. I can't tolerate someone, whether it's my brother or sister, if the person is corrupt. So, and also, what I want them to actually know, Helen said this to you yesterday, one of the things that they did not like was the insourcing. I want to tell the DA and the three municipalities, Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, and Johannesburg, I want our exploited South Africans who are working as security guards being exploited by ANC tenderpreneurs. cleaners, security guards. In these three metros run by the DA, they are going to be insourced. So DA must start making policy positions, because those people are going to be, we are not going to sit back and allow our people to be exploited by tender ANC.
Well, it's going to be very interesting, Mr. Mashaba. Do you have any regrets about how you approached the negotiations from the onset? And I'm asking that because one would look at it and say, you were made to isolate the ANC and the EFF because they wanted to bring the ANC. And then when you were left in the cold, you were left with no choice but to throw your support to the DA.
No, Clement, remembered the Tuesday of the elections. I was at the Rock, and I made it clear when ANC was the first one to approach me about doing a deal with them. And I said to them, they must wait for my call, perhaps in 300 years' time. But I made it clear that we are prepared to work with the DA. And if I can give you a sequence of how DA negotiated with us in total bad faith, I'll write books about how DA dealt with us and dropped us at the last minute. Never gave us a chance to look at other options. They always gave us an impression that they were negotiating in bad faith, until we had to get Cornel Mulder from the Freedom Front to really be the mediator.
Yes,
from
I saw that.
Monday up to
Mr. Mashaba, we're running out of time, but quickly. What do you say to South Africans who voted for you on the ticket of you returning as mayor of Johannesburg? I mean, your party performed well, considering that it's just a year or so old. You got 16% of the vote. You got 44 seats in the city of Johannesburg. You've got South Africans who slept disappointed last night. Yes, they're saying the mission is accomplished to push the ANC out, but they wanted you as the man at the helm. What's your message to them?
Well, my message to the South Africa, the half a million South Africans who voted for us, to say thank you so much. You helped us, saved us from the ANC. Because fortunate enough, from day one, the mandate from South Africans was that we have to remove the ANC. It's a curse to this nation. And I tried to negotiate with the DA, because there's no way that you can form a government with a 16% representation in council, which we appreciate because it was a historic electoral performance. But what is happening right now, we are not only in charge of Johannesburg. We are in charge of Tshwane. We are going to be in charge of Ekurhuleni, which we never even thought. We had written it off, Ekurhuleni. At least Tshwane, we thought we could still do something. But now we've got Ekurhuleni in the bag as well, where DA has to really come back to us, unless they decide to close down, to collapse.
It's interesting the words you use when you say we are in charge. is that you saying, as the people that voted, that the DA is going to need to run these metros going forward? Is that what you mean when you say we're in charge, or are you talking collectively with the DA?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be in charge, and this government is not going to be a DA government. It's going to be a government of national unity.
What advice do you have for Dr. Mpom Palatse?
I think the sooner she wakes up to the DA abuse, the better, because she needs to move. The administration of the city of Johannesburg is populated by cadres who are going to sabotage her, and obviously she does not have the necessary experience and the know-how of how corrupt and devious these people are. So the sooner she can get the DA to come and talk, our doors are open. We'll do everything possible to meet with them as soon as possible. But they can't really see Action SA on its own, because not only Action SA that voted for them, we voted with the EFF. So if they want to see us, I'm sure with the EFF we'll meet with them to ensure that we protect these municipalities and run them in the interest of society.
Mr. Mashaba, before I let you go, I have to ask you about a former colleague of ours, Edwin Ntsidi, who was a journalist with EWN. I see that he is now a councillor in Johannesburg for Action SA. How did he come to be when he was a journalist and reporting during the elections?
Well, like everybody else, you know, when we started Action SA, a lot of people joined us. Some as ordinary members, some of as volunteers. And Edwin has been really one of our stars in the area where he lives. And when we opened our, you remember, we ran a primary system. We did not impose people on. And he threw the ring, his head in the ring, went through the process, he qualified. And when we submitted the names to the IEC, it's always been there. It's not something that was done behind anyone's back. And we're really grateful for the role that he played in really caring for his community.
Yeah, you guys didn't know he was a journalist.
A journalist prevented from joining political parties?
No, not at all. But they have to decide. They have to decide which way they go, because you can't be a journalist and you're running to be a councillor for a political party.
No, but Edwin was never a journalist for Action SA. I'm not aware of him being a journalist for Action SA. But the one thing.
No, he was a journalist for EWN, and he would be sent to cover even Action SA events. Every political party he was covering around Joburg.
Yeah, but you can't then, Clement, make that Action SA problem. It is between you as the employer and Edwin. We don't really know how many people who are working. We've got people who used to work for revenue services, some of them lawyers, some of them advocates, who actually left their profession. Look at the quality of our challenge, you or anyone. Look at the Action SA caucus. I can tell you and proudly say we've got the best caucus in South Africa, yeah. Not in Johannesburg. Quality people who went through a process of the primaries, went through the interrogation and interviews, and they all qualified, and their names were submitted openly to the IEC. So we ran a very transparent process in that regard. So obviously, if we don't really work for the other media,
yeah, house, maybe he should have been more transparent. I hear you, Mr. Mashaba.
But it's not us. We don't really know. We don't ask people. We've got people who are running their own legal practice, or some working for legal practice, some working for accounting firms. We did not ask them.
Yeah, that's different, Mr. Mashaba.
That is their thing to really disclose that.
All right, we're out of time. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for making time. Shall I say, Councillor Herman Mashaba?
A full time, and I'm going to remain a councillor and focus on the 2024 project. Now, with no responsibility of running Johannesburg, we'll put together the teams that are going to ensure that we run the city, so that my focus must be on putting structures, because 2024 is around the corner, and I'm really very appreciative. And I'm saying to the 500,000 people who put us as the sixth largest political party, only contesting in six municipalities, to say thank you so much. You've helped the project of unseating the ANC. We will complete this project in 2024.
Yeah.
It is certain.
Will you agree if you are elected as an MMC? If Dr. Palatse says, I need you to be part of my administration, are you open to that?
I've got I've got very capable colleagues who can really play the different roles.
Okay.
And that decision is not going to be made on our behalf by Dr. Palatse.
All right.
We will decide ourselves.
Councillor Herman Mashaba, thanks for making time.